Greetings. Welcome to another lesson in Have Ye Not Read. Now this lesson is specifically directed to people out there who call themselves Christians. Now I don't care what you believe that brought you to that conclusion. I'm not dealing with that. Because unless you believe in the true gospel that is functioning today in the dispensation of grace that's detailed in the King James Bible in Romans 3, 24 through 26, that you have to believe in Jesus after having faith in his blood, fully persuaded, then you're believing the wrong gospel for today, because that's the gospel that saves today. But anyways, many people out there call themselves Christians, okay? And I'm here to tell you, I want to show you some things, I don't know if you've read them. But what the word Christian is mentioned three times in the scriptures. And I want you to take a sincere look at it. For these are, I'm talking again, remember, to the people who say they are Christians. In Acts chapter 11, this is the first time we see the word. Acts 11, look with me in verse 25. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. They were called Christians. Now it doesn't say that the disciples were calling themselves Christians. It just says they were called Christians. Now, who do you think was calling them Christians? Well, it wasn't the disciples. Look with me in Acts 26. You get a little better view on this. When the Apostle Paul is in custody on his way to Rome, and he's speaking before Agrippa and also Festus. Watch what King Agrippa says to Paul after Paul's speech in verse 28. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. So here we have out of the mouth of a man who never was saved, according to the scriptures, by his own words. He says, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. That word Christian exited the mouth of King Agrippa, an unsaved man. He was the one using the term. Remember back there in Acts earlier, the disciples were called Christians. So it's pretty clear from those two passages and others that the disciples themselves were not calling themselves Christians, but yet the unsaved would point at the disciples and the real believers and say they are Christians. Now, Peter uses the word as well. If you look in 1 Peter chapter 4, but look closely at what Peter is saying. 1 Peter chapter 4, look at verse 15. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet, now this is Peter talking to the believers, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Now, Peter does not write, yet if any man suffer for being a Christian. No. Peter writes, yet if any man suffer as a Christian. If you think of the martyrs in the scriptures and the history of believers suffering, it was always the unsaved who would say, look at those Christians. And they would then cause suffering upon them. But today, Satan has tricked everybody and gets the so-called believer today to call themselves a Christian. When those are the only three times the word is used in the scriptures, listen to me. Nowhere in the entire Bible, well, specifically the New Testament because of Christ, nowhere does God Almighty call the believer a Christian. No. God doesn't do it. God accurately records that disciples were called Christians, early Acts. Then he records that Agrippa said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And even Peter It's not like it's a horrible term. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, the heathen will call you a Christian and they'll heap suffering upon you. Peter is not arguing with the term. He says, let him not be ashamed. You see, if someone calls me a Christian, it doesn't offend me. It doesn't cause shame on me. But when you think yourself a Christian, if you really are, okay, a real believer, as I said, you believe in Jesus, your faith is in his blood. If you really are a believer, you know what's happened, and if you're at the same time calling yourself a Christian, you know what's happened to you? What's happened to you is in what it says in Colossians chapter 2. Beware lest any man spoil you, they've robbed you, through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Someone has come along and placed into your brain this, you are a Christian. And they put the title in your brain and you spew it out of your mouth. And yet you're failing to see. This is, now again, I'm only talking if you are really a believer. And what does that mean? Romans 3, 24 through 26, you believe in Jesus, have faith in his blood, you're fully persuaded. That's it, nothing else. That makes you a real believer. I'm here to tell you, you're not a Christian. No. The unsaved will call you that. What are you then? Well, it's simple. In the book of Galatians, God writes what we all are. When he says here, for in chapter 3, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. You see the difference? Have you never read these verses? God calls you a child of his own self. Children of God. That's what God says you are. See, that denotes for the real believer the relationship you have with God. It's a relationship of family. He's your father. You are his son or his daughter in Christ. But when you think of yourselves as a Christian, that's like a job. See what I mean? The title does not connect you with God in relationship as God says it ought to be. So don't let the heathen rob you. Come along and tell you you're a Christian. And if you're thinking yourself to be a Christian, you remember the only three times it appears, but God does call you throughout Paul's epistles many times. You're a child of God. So, have you not read that? Again, I'm kind of subdued because I'm talking to the ones who really are believers. If you're not a believer, if you're believing some other gospel other than Romans 3, 24 through 26, you see, you should be able to take the Bible up and open it up to the passage of Scripture that proves your justification in the eyes of God. I will open it up right here, and I can tell you right here in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 24 through 26, that is where I am being justified freely by the grace of God. I believe in Jesus. My faith is in his blood. I'm fully persuaded. Okay? That is where I point to in Scripture. Where do you point to in Scripture? You see, if you're not pointing to there in a King James Bible, Romans 3, 24 through 26, you're pointing to Romans 10 or 1 John 1, 9 or any other passages that do not tell you the details of what you must do to be justified in the eyes of God. It's no wonder that you call yourself a Christian. You got that screwed up too. All right. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Make sure you do go to our website. Do indeed. Okay? Go to our website and check out the salvation video. Get your sins forgiven today so you can understand what it means to be adopted into the family of God. Okay? See you next time.